Hi, I'm Shannon Riley. I'm a professional organizer, ADHD coach, and therapeutic yoga teacher. And this is Beyond the Checklist, a podcast for neurodivergent folks who are tired of one-size-fits-all advice. Around here, we honor how your brain really works, whether we're talking about creating calmer spaces, building focus, or learning to rest. This is a place for practical tools, honest stories, and permission to do things differently. Let's make space for what matters in your home, in your time, and in yourself. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're going to talk about something that comes up a lot, especially in my work with neurodivergent students and clients who carry a lot of mental and emotional load. This is yoga when you're overwhelmed by time, because sometimes it's not that we're busy. It's that time itself feels heavy. You might feel like you're always behind, or like time is moving too fast to keep up, or like you're frozen watching the clock while nothing actually gets done. And in those moments, stepping onto a yoga mat or even considering doing that can feel really far away. So let's talk about what yoga can offer when you feel completely untethered from time and how to approach it in a way that doesn't add pressure but actually has the potential to bring relief. Let's begin by naming something that often gets skipped. Time isn't neutral. For many of us, especially if we're neurodivergent, chronically overwhelmed, or navigating trauma, time can feel like a threat. It can show up as pressure. I should have started this hours ago. It can show up as guilt. I wasted the whole day. It can show up as paralysis. There's too much, I don't even know where to begin. And when time feels like that, yoga isn't always calming. It can feel like another thing that you're supposed to do well, show up for, or complete perfectly. Which is why we have to reframe both yoga and time in order to make space for healing. Let's unpack this phrase a bit. Overwhelmed by time. This can mean feeling constantly rushed or late, even when you're not, dreading the future or ruminating on the past, watching minutes tick by without being able to act, or even avoiding time altogether, ignoring calendars, clocks, reminders. And this is really common for folks with ADHD, sensory overload, chronic burnout, executive dysfunction, a trauma history that distorts their sense of a safe space. When your nervous system is overwhelmed, the concept of time becomes overwhelming too. And this is where yoga can help. But only if we release the idea that yoga needs to follow a perfect timeline or structure. Yoga, when it's offered gently and accessibly, can reconnect us to a kind of internal time. Instead of external clocks, we tune into our breath, our sensory state, the pace our body wants to move at, our internal cues for rest, movement, stillness, or release. You don't have to do a 60-minute class. You don't have to make it to the mat. You don't even have to change your clothes. Yoga in this context might look like 3 intentional breaths, rocking side to side while seated, placing one hand on your chest and one hand on your belly, a gentle forward fold while seated in a chair, rolling out your wrists or shoulders, and what you notice without judgment. These small practices interrupt the time spot. They bring you into your body, not to be productive, but to remind you, you are here, you are still in this moment, you can re-enter time softly. When you're overwhelmed by time, a lot of traditional yoga cues can become unhelpful. Hold for 5 breaths might feel too long. Let go of the day might not be possible. Clear your mind may trigger anxiety. Laying in Shavasana for 5, 10 minutes, even 3 minutes could make you want to run. So instead, we can try cues like You can leave whenever you want. Let's pause here. No rush. Do less, not more. Stay in the shape that feels safe. This isn't a test of your presence. It's a practice of noticing. Yoga becomes supportive when it meets you in the moment you're actually in. Not the idealized version of yourself that you think you should be by now. Let's try a really small practice together. You can move through the practice with me, or you can just sit and listen. You may stay seated or lay down. No need to change your position. Take one slow breath in through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Gently roll your shoulders. Once forward, once back. Place a hand somewhere that feels grounding. Your chest, belly, thigh. Say to yourself, this is the only moment I have to be in. There is nothing else I have to do right now. My pace is allowed to be slow. And breathe again. That's yoga too. You don't have to be on top of time to have a practice. You don't have to win the day to move your body. You don't have to meditate for 20 minutes to feel like you did something real. If you're overwhelmed by time, try reconnecting to something that doesn't rush you. Your breath, your heartbeat, the floor beneath you. A single pose that feels like home. That's the practice. That's enough. Thank you for being here today. If this episode helps soften your relationship to time or reminded you that you're not alone in overwhelm, I would love for you to share it or leave a review so others can find it. And as always, feel free to reach out if you have any questions, comments. I'm always here to listen. Go gently. The moment you're in is enough. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond the Checklist. Take what you need, leave what you don't, and remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Until next time, keep making space for what matters in your home, your time, and yourself.